الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد we continue my brothers in Islam with the tafsir of Sheikh عبد الرحمن ناصر بن السعدي رحمة الله عليه and in our last session we had dealt with ayah 217 however we did not complete the ayah or the tafsir of the ayah as I mentioned just earlier and I will continue with the sharh of the Shaykh rahmatullah alayh he said ثم أخبر تعالى أنهم لن يزالوا يقاتلون المؤمنين وليس غرضهم في أموالهم وقتلهم وإنما غرضهم أن يرجعوهم عن دينهم ويكونوا كفارا بعد إيمانهم حتى يكونوا من أصحاب السعير The Shaykh went on to say Then Allah Azza wa Jal informed us that they will continue to fight the believers. Their objective is not the Muslims' wealth, as many people think today, the petrol, they're trying to get the fuel, they're trying to get this and that. That's not what it is. Neither it is simply to kill the Muslims. You know, that does something, but it's not ultimately the goal. What is the goal? Their ultimate objective is that they return us away from our deen. They drive us away from Islam. They cause us to apostate. And so we will become disbelievers after our iman, so we may be among the inhabitants of the hellfire. This is their objective. فهم باذلون قدرتهم في ذلك ساعون بما أمكنهم ويأبى الله إلا أن يتم نوره ولو كره الكافرون. So they will strive with all their abilities for them to be able to get that fulfilled. However, Allah refuses except that He illuminates His light, even if the disbelievers hate it. وهذا الوصف عام لكل الكفار لا يزالون يقاتلون غيرهم حتى يردوهم عن دينهم وخصوصا أهل الكتاب من اليهود والنصارى الذين بذلوا الجمعيات ونشروا الدعاة وبثوا الأطباء وبنوا المدارس لجذب الأمم إلى دينهم And this is the way of all of the disbelievers, their general description is that they try to turn away people from their religion so they will become disbelievers in their religion. Especially among them are the people of the book, like the Jews and the Christians, who have established organizations and they spread du'at, propagators of their religion, missionaries as we know them today. وَبَثُوا الْأَطِبَّاءِ And also they sent out doctors, you know, they go treat people for a benefit for them. وَبَنُوا الْمَدَارِسِ لِجَذْبِ الْأُمَمِ لَدِينِهِمْ And they established schools. So they may attract the nations to them. وَتَدْخِيلِهِمْ عَلَيْهِمْ كُلُّ مَا يُمْكِنُهُمْ مِنَ الشُّبَهِ الَّتِي تُشَكِّكُهُمْ فِي دِينِهِمْ And they try to instill and instigate and all kinds of doubts among the Muslims so they may make them doubt their religion. وَلَكِنَّ الْمَرْجُوَ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى الَّذِي مَنَّ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ بِالْإِسْلَامِ وَاخْتَارَ لَهُمْ دِينَهُ الْقَيِّمِ وَأَكْمَلَ لَهُمْ دِينَهُ أَنْ يُتِمَّ عَلَيْهِمْ نِعْمَتَهُ بِالْقِيَامِ بِهِ أَتَمَّ قِيَامِ However, what we hope from Allah, what is hoped of Allah, the one who has bestowed His favor upon the believers by making them Muslims, and the one who chose for them His right religion, and the one who has fulfilled His, completed their religion for them, is that Allah will complete His favor upon us by allowing us, wa alaykum salam, to live up to Islam in the ultimate sense. وَأَنْ يَخْذُلَ كُلَّ مَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يُطْفِئَ نُورَهُ And that Allah will humiliate and disgrace whoever strives to put out the light of Allah, which is His religion. وَيَجْعَلَ كَيْدَهُمْ فِي نُحُورِهِمْ And Allah will make their plotting means to destroy them in their own necks. يعني their plotting will wind up cutting up their own necks. وَيَنْصُرُ دِينَهُ And Allah will grant victory to His religion. وَيُعْلِي كَلِمَتَهُ And Allah will make His word the most supreme. وَتَكُونُ هَذِهِ الْآيَةُ صَادِقَةٌ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ الْمَوْجُودِينَ مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ كَمَا صَدَقَتْ عَلَى مَنْ قَبْلِهِمْ So this ayah will become applicable to those disbelievers as it was applicable to those who preceded them. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ لِيَصُدُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ Hello. Very those who disbelieve, they spend their wealth so they may prevent people obstruct people from the path of Allah. فَسَيُنْفِقُونَهَا ثُمَّ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسْرًا ثُمَّ يُغْلَبُونَ. So they will spend it, then it will become a means of regretfulness for them, and then they will be defeated. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ يُحْشَرُونَ. And those who disbelieve, to Jahannam they will be gathered. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. ثُمَّ أَخْبَرَ تَعَالَى أَنَّ مَنْ ارْتَدَّ عَنَ الْإِسْلَامِ بأن اختار عليه الكفر واستمر على ذلك حتى مات كافرا فأولئك حبطت أعمالهم في الدنيا والآخرة. Then Allah mentioned that those who apostate from Islam and they choose disbelief and they remain upon that until they die in the state of kufr, verily it is those who their deeds are nullified in this life and in the life to come. Their deeds are in vain. لعدم وجود شرطها وعليكم السلام هو الإسلام. Due to lacking the condition for the acceptance of deeds which is Islam. وَأُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. And it is those are the inhabitants or the companions of the fire abiding therein eternally. ودلت الآية بمفهومها أن من ارتد ثم عاد إلى الإسلام أنه يرجع إليه عمله الذي قبل ردته وكذلك من تاب من المعاصي فأن تعود إليه عمله المتقدمة. And we understand from the ayah, from the understanding of the ayah, that whoever apostates from Islam, then he returns to Islam, his deeds which he had performed prior to apostating will be returned to him. Clear? Yani, someone was a Muslim from the age of 15 till the age of 20, and in these 5 years, waikum salam, he worshipped Allah, he did good deeds, he did Hajj, Umrah, whatever. Then he apostated, he left Islam for 2 years. Then he went back to Islam at the age of 22. Does he begin a new page, or does he retrieve his previous deeds? According to the understanding of the ayah, the deeds which he performed from the age of 15 till 20 will be retrieved, and he will be able to get them back when he enters into Islam again, even though there is a gap of 2 years of apostasy. Is that clear?
No.
Right. Similarly, the Shaykh said, whoever repents from sins and then he returns, then his previous good deeds will also be returned to him. طيب. Verse 218 now. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الذين آمنوا والذين هاجروا وجاهدوا في سبيل الله أولئك يرجون رحمة الله والله غفور رحيم. 218 please. In English. The interpretation of the meaning in English.
Verily, those who have believed and those who have immigrated for Allah's religion have inspired heart in the way of Allah. All is hope for Allah's mercy, and Allah is all forgiving and merciful.
بارك الله فيك. يقول الشيخ رحمة الله عليه: هذه الأعمال الثلاثة هي عنوان السعادة وقطب رحل العبودية. These three deeds are actually the title of happiness. They are the title of happiness, and they are the ultimate pole of servitude. وبها يعرف ما مع الإنسان من الربح والخسران. And with that, we are able to evaluate whether this person will be successful or among the losers. فأما الإيمان فلا تسأل عن فضيلته. As for faith, don't even ask about its virtue and merits. We all know that. وكيف تسأل عن شيء هو الفاصل بين أهل السعادة وأهل الشقاوة. And how would you be able to ask anyways about something which is the very point of distinction between the people of happiness and the people of wretchedness. وأهل الجنة وأهل النار. And the people of paradise and the people of hellfire. وهو الذي إذا كان مع العبد قبلت أعمال الخير منه. And it is that which if the servant has, then his good deeds will be accepted thereof. وإذا عدم منه لم يقبل له صرف ولا عدل ولا فرض ولا نفل. And if he were to lack that iman, then nothing will be accepted of him, not being just and not and not spending, not committing or performing an obligatory act of worship or a voluntary one. وأما الهجرة فهي مفارقة المحبوب المألوف لرضا الله تعالى. As for the second deed, the first one is what? Iman. إن الذين آمنوا. Second, hijra. What is hijra? The Shaykh said, hijra or migration or immigration, different ways of saying it. He said it is abandoning or separating from that which is loved and one finds comfort in. Seeking Allah's pleasure. فيترك المهاجر وطنه وأمواله وأهله وخلانه تقربا إلى الله ونصرة لدينه. So the one, the immigrant, he will abandon his land and his wealth and his family and his friends, seeking nearness to Allah and seeking aiding the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَمَّا الْجِهَادِ, the last one which is jihad, فَهُوَ بَذْلُ الْجُهْدِ فِي مُقَارَعَةِ الْأَعْدَاءِ, it is striving once against oneself in all various aspects of it, physical and otherwise, in competing against the enemies. وَالسَّعِ التَّامِ فِي نُصْرَةِ دِينِ اللَّهِ وَقَمْعِ دِينِ الشَّيْطَانِ, and striving to the utmost of one's ability in granting or giving victory or aiding the religion of Allah and squashing the religion of the shaitan. وَهُوَ ذَرْوَةُ الْأَعْمَالُ الصَّالِحَةُ وَجَزَاؤُهُ أَفْضَلُ الْجَزَاءِ, and it is the epitome of good deeds and its reward is the ultimate good reward. وَهُوَ السَّبَبُ الْأَكْبَرُ لِتَوْسِيعِ دَائِرَةِ الْإِسْلَامِ, and it is the main reason behind the expansion of the religion of Islam. وَخُذْلَانِ عُبَّادِ الْأَصْنَامِ, and the humiliation of the idolaters and the idol worshippers. وَأَمْنُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ عَلَى أَنفُسِهِمْ وَأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَوْلَادِهِمْ, and Muslims being able to feel and attain security in themselves and in their children and in their wealth. فَمَنْ قَامَ بِهَذِهِ الْأَعْمَالُ الثَّلَاثَةَ عَلَى لِوَائِهَا وَمَشَقَّتِهَا كَانَ لِغَيْرِهَا أَشَدَّ قِيَامًا بِهِ وَتَكْمِيلًا. So whoever is able to fulfill and establish these three good deeds, even though they are difficult and there's hardship in them, then verily he will be able to do what is lesser than that in a perfect sense, to the best of his ability. فَحَقِيقٌ بِهَؤُلَاءِ أَنْ يَكُونُ هُمُ الرَّاجُونَ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ, so it is really befitting then, and that these individuals are the ones who are truly seeking the mercy of Allah. لِأَنَّهُمْ أَتَوْا بِالسَّبَبِ الْمُوجِبِ لِلرَّحْمَةِ, because they utilized or they implied the means which will bring about the mercy of Allah. وَفِي هَذَا دَلِيلٌ عَلَى أَنَّ الرَّجَاءَ لَا يَكُونُ إِلَّا بَعْدَ الْقِيَامِ بِأَسْبَابِ السَّعَادَةِ. The Jews said, and in that there's an evidence that hope only comes after you establish the deeds which will bring about hope. You don't hope that Allah will put you in Jannah and you don't do the jobs of the people of Jannah. You don't hope that Allah will protect you from the fire while you are doing the actions of the people of the fire. Hope comes when? After you do your job. You do your job and then you hope that Allah Azza wa Jal will fulfill that hope of yours. Alhamdulillah. All of us, I'm speaking about myself first. وَأَمَّا الرَّجَاءُ الْمُقَارِنُ لِلْكَسَلِ وَعَدَمِ الْقِيَامِ بِالْأَسْبَابِ فَهَذَا عَجْزٌ وَتَمَنٍّ وَغُرُورٌ. As for the hope which is accompanied with laziness and not fulfilling or not implying the means, then this is عَجْز, this is inability, وَتَمَنٍّ, false hope, وَغُرُورٌ, and conceit. One being conceited, thinking that they're going to get all the good stuff and they don't do anything concerning that. وَوَدَالٌ عَلَىٰ ضَعْفِ هِمَّةِ صَحِبِهِ, and it's indicative of the person's weak determination. وَنَقْصُ عَقْلِهِ, and deficiency in his understanding. بِمَنْزِلَةِ مَنْ يَرْجُو وُجُودَ الْوَلَدِ بِلَا نِكَاحِ, similar to one who hopes he will have a child without getting married. Inshallah. Inshallah I will have a son next year. Ya Habibi, get married. Inshallah. So we say, okay, you have a problem in your brain.
Maybe he's planning to adopt.
Adoption is haram, ya Sheikh.
Wallah.
Hey, wallah. Yeah.
It's haram.
Subhanallah.
You can do it while you are adopted.
Subhanallah. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what did he do with his Zayd? Zayd, he, when the ayah was revealed, ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم, Muhammad was not the father of any of your children, any of your men. And so he عليه السلام, Allah abolished this law of adoption, where for example my name is Wajdi Akkari, I will adopt a son and I will call him Ahmed Akkari, and next thing you know he's a 15 year old boy sitting with my wife, he's a stranger. You follow me? He's not my son, not from my own stuff. sitting with my wife, he's a stranger. I don't care if the people give him the last name, I don't, you know, whatever the people do, he is a stranger. He's not from your blood relation. So adoption is among the most major sins, because he might wind up marrying his own sister, because he's no longer from the family that he belongs to. He used to be Thompson, now he's Akkari. He meets Jennifer Thompson, which is a sister, and he marries her. Hey! So families will be destroyed in the process. There's no adoption in Islam. What there is you adopt someone, not according to what people call adoption. You take care of someone. Someone doesn't have a family, he remains a stranger, he keeps his name. When he reaches the age of discretion or adulthood, he no longer can mix with the woman. You know, all the rulings of the stranger apply. However, you are spending on him, you're giving him a place to the accommodation and so on and so forth. Yes, as means of take care or caretaking of someone. But adoption, as it is known today, you go to one of these homes of the orphanage and you just pick a child and he becomes your son, he inherits you. No, Habibi.
But if the child you're adopting was small and he make breast with the breast of your
wife, adoption is not allowed in Islam, period. Adoption as we know today is haram. You can spend on him, brother. Yeah, but he cannot become one of your family members, as in your son. He will still be your nephew, he will still be whatever he is, but he will never become your son, where he calls you daddy, and you call him son, and he inherits from you as a son, and he sits with your wife as a son. That's what I'm saying.
Musa, I think people are confused about one thing. They are confused about what you mean is that the one you adopt becomes like your own son.
Yeah, that's the one we're saying no.
The thing is, if you spend on them, you take.
That's fine.
But the only thing is, you don't change the name.
I made that very clear. Why is there a misunderstanding? We said you want to take care of him. He remains a stranger, but you do everything else for him. What people usually do for an adopted child, no problem. But for him to change his last name and be counted as one of your children, this is what is not allowed. Is that clear? Still shocked. I have an idea. Let's continue with the dars, inshallah, and we will discuss this afterwards. Because this may take the whole dars. Hey. The issue is very simple, ya shabab. Ishfi. Ala kul hal. As if some brothers have adopted children right now, they're thinking, hold on. I gotta take this guy out tomorrow. Ma'alish, inshallah. Ala kulli hal. I don't know how we got into this discussion. Anyway, so the one who's waiting for a child without getting married. Yeah. وَوُجُودُ الْغِلَّ بِلَا بِذِرْ وَلَا سَقِي وَنَحْوِ ذَلَكَ. Or one who wants vegetation to grow, however he doesn't plant a seed, nor does he, you know, take care of it, or provide it with water. And you guys taught me this word before. Anyways. وَفِي قَوْلِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ يَرْجُونَ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ. It is those who seek the mercy of Allah. إشارة إلى أن العبد ولو أتى من الأعمال بما أتى به لا ينبغي له أن يعتمد عليها ويعول عليها. There's an indication that the servant, no matter how many deeds he performs, he should not strictly rely on them and think that the whole thing is revolving around his deeds only. بل يرجو رحمة ربه ويرجو قبول أعماله ومغفرة ذنوبه وستر عيوبه. Nay, but he should hope for the mercy of his Lord, and he should hope that his deeds will be accepted and his sins will be forgiven and his evil deeds will be concealed. Now, this is important. It's an element that we often forget, the issue of acceptance of deeds. In a place where I work, there are students. On the day of Ashura, I saw that most of them were not fasting. Fine, it's voluntary fast, no problem. You don't want to fast, no one can force you to fast. However, I was interested, why? What do you have to lose? So I asked them, and one of them said, I already fasted the day of Arafah. And the day of Arafah, according to the hadith, will expiate the sins of the previous year and the following year. So he said, I already fasted Arafah, so I already got that day, you know, that year already taken care of. So what's the point of fasting there, Ashura? I was like, wow.
But the question is, does he know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his service?
Thank you for finishing my statement. But that, yeah, thank you, Mr. Abdul Aziz. That's exactly what I had to tell him. I said, brother, did you receive a receipt from the heavens that Allah accepted your day of Arafah? He said, no. I said, then how do you know that you have already two years forgiven? You don't assume that your deeds were accepted. Rather, you should assume the other. Maybe Allah didn't accept, let me fast Ashura, just in case I busted on Arafah, that day will make up for the year. That should be the attitude. But you believe it or not, some people think they're being economical right now with Allah. Okay, I fasted the day of Arafah, so they are, this is crazy stuff. So don't ever have this kind of attitude, right? No one knows whether his deeds were accepted, for sure. For sure. There may be some indications by Allah blessing you, you feel that there's blessings in your life, or you're getting more, you know, good deeds to perform. There are indications, but to say conclusively, 100% my deed was accepted, no one can say that. So instead of depending on our deeds, we hope that Allah accepted the deed first. It's very crucial. وَلِيَذَا قَالْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ. That's why Allah said, and Allah is all forgiving. أي لمن تاب توبة النصوحة, the one who repents a sincere repentance. رحيم, merciful. وسعت رحمته كل شيء وعم جوده وإحسانه كل حي. His mercy encompasses everything, and His generosity and goodness encompasses every living thing. وفي هذا دليل على أن من قام بهذه الأعمال المذكورة حصل له مغفرة الله. And there's an indication in this ayah that whoever does the aforementioned deeds, which is iman and hijrah and jihad, then he will attain Allah's mercy. وَإِذَا حَصَلَتْ لَهُ الْمَغْفِرَةُ اندفعت عنه عقوبات الدنيا والآخرة. And if he attains the forgiveness of Allah, then the punishments of the worldly life and the punishments of the life to come will be removed from him. التي هي آثار الذنوب التي قد غفرت. Because these punishments are usually the consequences of these sins which have been forgiven. يرحمك الله. Now that they have been forgiven, then he will not be punished then. واضمحلت آثارها. وإذا حصلت له الرحمة حصل على كل خير في الدنيا والآخرة. On the other hand, if he does acquire the mercy of Allah, then he has acquired all goodness in this life and in the life to come. بل أعمالهم المذكورة من رحمة الله بهم. Nay, but even their deeds which they have performed are from the mercy of Allah to them. By the mercy of Allah, we are believers. By the mercy of Allah, you may have done hijrah. And by the mercy of Allah, you will do jihad in the cause of Allah. Everything is by Allah and from Allah and to Allah. فَلَوْلَا تَوْفِيقِهِ إِيَّهُمْ لَمْ يُرِيدُوهَا. Had Allah not given them success to do these deeds, they would not have been able to do so. وَلَوْلَا إِقْدَارِهِمْ عَلَيْهَا لَمْ يَقْدِرُوا عَلَيْهَا. Had not Allah given them the ability to do so, they would not have been able to do so. وَلَوْلَا إِحْسَانِهِ لَمْ يُتِمَّهَا وَيَقْبَلَهَا مِنْهُمْ. And had it not been for the goodness and the kindness of Allah, they would not have been able to fulfill these deeds, nor would they have been accepted by Allah Azza wa Jal. فَلَهُ الْفَضْلُ أَوَّلًا وَآخِرًا. So to Allah belongs all praise, and the bounty is from Him, first and last. وَهُوَ الَّذِي مَنَّ بِالسَّبَبُ وَالْمُسَبِّبُ. And it is He who gave the reason and the outcome of that particular reason. Everything is from Allah. verse 219. يسألونك عن الخمر والميسر قل فيهما إثم كبير ومنافع للناس وإثمهما أكبر من نفعهما. تفضل.
Ask you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, concerning alcoholic drink and gambling. Say, indeed, it's a great sin and some benefits for men, but the sin of them is greater than their benefits.
Barakallah.
They ask you what they owe.
No. That's it. 219. Jazakallahu khairan. It's part of it? Let me deal with it the way the Shaykh dealt with it. Because the Shaykh quoted the first part, then he did the explanation, then the second. So let me follow his way. I didn't realize that it was part of the verse. أَيَسْأَلُكَ يَا أَيُّهَا الرَّسُولُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ عَنْ أَحْكَامِ الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ. Meaning they ask you, O Messenger of Allah, the believers, they ask you concerning the rulings of intoxicants or wine or alcohol, whatever you want to call it, wal maysir, and gambling. وقد كانا مستعملين في الجاهلية وأول الإسلام. And they were both practiced in the pre-Islamic days and in the beginning, the early stages of Islam. فكأنه وقع فيهما إشكال. It is as if there was some issue concerning them. There's a dispute concerning them. فلهذا سألوا عن حكمهما. Consequently, they asked about their rulings. فأمر الله تعالى نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يبين لهم منافعهما ومضارهما ليكون ذلك مقدمة لتحريمهما وتحتيم تركهما. So here Allah commanded His Messenger, His Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, to explain and clarify to the people the benefits thereof and the harm. And this will be an introduction to the ruling or the abrogating ruling of prohibition. Because the wine and gambling, they went through stages, particularly wine. It went through stages. It was first allowed. Then it was said that you don't approach Salah while being intoxicated. Then finally it was totally prohibited. So there was a stages. It was gradual prohibition. So here we're first dealing with the early stage. There's good in them and they are harms. Right? And the harm exceeds the evil. It's more than the harm exceeds the good in them. The Sheikh will break it down. فأخبر أن إثمهما وما ضرهما وما يصدر عنهما من ذهاب العقل والمال والصد عن ذكر الله وعن الصلاة والعداوة والبغضاء أكبر مما يظنونه من نفعهما من كسب المال بالتجارة بالخمر وتحصيله بالقمار والطلب للنفوس عند طاعتهما. جميل. Then it was said, it explained to them that their evil and their sin and what they produce of, first, the absence of the mind. Drunk people are crazy people. Drunk people are crazy people. They do things that only crazy people do. Things that are, you know, not done by a normal person. Huh? MashaAllah, tabarakallah. Min dhahabi al-aqli wal-mal. And wealth, the absence of fulus. I remember, you know, some of the people who used to buy what they call scratchers. Do you know the scratchers?
Yes.
Scratchers like a lottery ticket, but not the one that has, you know, the numbers, drawing numbers. It's immediate. You know, you scratch the thing and if you get, you know, something, you get money. And you know, people, you know, they make a 50 riyals and they say, okay, I'm going to put the 50 riyals in this so I can make 500 riyals. And in fact, what happens is they lose more money than they ever make money. Out of every 50 they play, they win 10 riyals. And the majority of the time, it is money being lost. So, you know, money is lost in the process. وَصَدُّ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. It stops you. It prevents you from the remembering of Allah. عَنْ الصَّلَاةِ. And establishing the salah. وَالْعَدَاوَ. And it creates enmity and animosity, hatred and envy among the Muslims, especially when people go gambling. You know, he's your friend, you drove together, you know, to the gambling session, and on the way back, you know, the guy's thinking, how am I going to kill this guy? Because he's sitting with all your money in his pocket, right? He won everything in the thing, and now you're driving him back home, the same guy who took your money, and you just want to kill the man and get your money back. Say, forget about this friend. You hate him now. This is real. People have done this before. Allah musta'an. But anyways, all that is actually major yani deficiency, major evil in comparison to the minor benefits such as making some money when trading and dealing with alcoholic beverages or intoxicants, and also what you may make from gambling, and even the pleasure that one finds in drinking, getting drunk, or making money, you know, suddenly. The evil supersedes and exceeds the harm by a lot. وكل هذا وكان هذا البيان زاجرا للنفوس عنهما لأن العاقل يرجح ما ترجحت مصلحته. Now that which was mentioned earlier, Zakallahu khairan, was means to deter people or people of understanding from even getting involved in that. Because the intelligent person always goes for the ultimate benefit. And once you see that there are all these harmful things, then without even the prohibition existing yet, many people stop drinking and stop gambling because of this ayah. Because in their mind they realize, hey, Allah said that the evil exceeds the good, then I don't need to do this anymore. SubhanAllah. وَيَسْتَرِبْ مَا تَرَجَّحَتْ مَضَرَّتُهُ and avoid what is definitely harmful. وَلَكِنْ لَمَّا كَانُوا قَدْ أَلَفُوهُمَا but the problem was that the Arabs at that time were heavy drinkers and heavy gamblers. And it was something that they were very much accustomed to. It's part of their culture, part of their life. Like some people love pictures, right? It's part of their culture. Anywhere, anytime, under any circumstance, in Hajj, in Umrah, in Salah. High, you know, that most high-tech phone, 7.0 PXLX, I don't know what, you know, a whole biography on the camera for the special picture in all events. Wherever you go, pictures, it's in the blood of some people, relatives of mine. Anyways, everybody has their own thing. So Arabs were heavy gamblers, a lot of drinking as well. So even though this was mentioned, it wasn't easy for them to leave it alone. It wasn't easy for them to leave it alone, subhanAllah. وَصَعُبَ التَّحْتِيمِ بِتَلْكِيهِمَا أَوَّلْ وَالَى they were not ready yet to abandon it completely. قَدَّمَ هَذِهِ الْآيَةَ مُقَدِّمَةً لِلتَّحْرِيمِ الَّذِي ذُكِرَ فِي قَوْلِهِ this was an introduction to the ayah of prohibition, which is the statement of Allah. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِرُ وَالْأَنصَابُ وَالْأَزْلَامُ رِجْسٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ oh, you believe, verily, intoxicants and gambling, وَالْأَنصَابُ وَالْأَزْلَامُ the altars and the things where animals are sacrificed for other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are an abomination from the handiwork of shaitan. إِلَى قَوْلِهِ فَهَلْ أَنْتُم مُنْتَهُونَ until Allah said at the end of the ayah, فَاجْتَنِبُوا first, so avoid it, strictly avoid it. Then Allah says, so are you going to desist? Are you going to leave it alone? Finally, نعم. وَهَذَا مِنْ لُطْفِهِ وَرَحْمَتِهِ وَحِكْمَتِهِ and this is from the kindness of Allah, His mercy and His wisdom. وَلِهَذَا لَمَّا نَزَلَتْ قَالَ عُمَرُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ انْتَهَيْنَا انْتَهَيْنَا this is why when it was revealed, Umar رضي الله عنه said, we have stopped, we have stopped. When Allah says, فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَهُونَ are you going to stop? Are you going to desist? Umar رضي الله عنه said, we have stopped, we have stopped. And according to the narrations, that the Medina streets, they became rivers of wine. They broke all the jars which they had. So much so that they were rivers of wine in Medina when this ayah was revealed. Because they had so much of that alcohol. And so when the ayah came of prohibition, everyone was ready. No one drank afterwards except those who fell into that out of weakness. طيب. فأما الخمر فهو كل مسكر خامر للعقل وغطاء من أي نوع كان. Now definition. خمر, actually the word خمار, the one the women wear, comes from the word خمر. خمر means covering. Covering. And why is it called خمر? Because it covers your mind. It covers your understanding. The Shaykh said every intoxicant which covers the mind, huh? No matter what it is, whether it is marijuana or cocaine or whatever people, you know, take in drugs now, which play the role of what? Letting you lose your senses or exaggerate a particular sense. Where you are, your mind is no longer stable. It's no longer in a state of soundness. There's some issues you covered. You're no longer thinking straight. These are all considered to be part of intoxicants. وَأَمَّا الْمَيْسِرُ فَهُوَ كُلُّ الْمُغَالَبَاتِ الَّتِي يَكُونُ فِيهَا عِوَضٌ مِنَ الطَّرَفَيْنِ مِنَ النَّرْدِ وَالشَّطْرَنْجِ وَكُلُّ مُغَالَبَةٍ قَوْلِيَّةٍ أَوْ فَعْلِيَّةٍ بِعَوَضٍ and it is every kind of struggle or kind of a transaction between two people where one person will wind up taking the possession of someone else, whether it is done through dice, huh? If you play Monopoly, you better stop. If you're playing any other games which involve dice, Prophet ﷺ said, whoever plays with dice, it is as if he has dipped his hand in the flesh and the blood of a pig. Playing with dice. No matter what the thing is, whether there's real money involved or no real money involved. Similarly, we say about chess, shatranj, People playing for money, you know, so on and so forth, not allowed in Islam. You say, brother, but brother, oh, life, I cannot live without dice. What about my chess? I'm a professional. Say, brother, you want to go to Jannah? Leave it alone. There's no room for what I like and what I've been used to and this and that. This is not why we were created. So Allah will give us something that we like so we can do. Life is a test. Yes, you may find it difficult, but this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had intended. He allowed these things to happen so He may test us with these same things. If you leave Him alone, you will be victorious. If you follow your desires, then everybody knows the results. A. And anything which, whether it is verbal or in action, where you wind up losing or acquiring someone else's possession. سِوَى مُسَبَقَةِ الْخَيْلِ وَالْإِبْلِ وَالْسِيَامِ. There's an exception, the competition that involves horse racing, right? And camel racing and bow and arrow. These have been made as exceptions in the deen. فَإِنَّا مُبَاحَ لِكَوْنَ مُعِينَ عَلَى الْجِهَادِ. It is an exception because it helps in preparing the Muslims for jihad. So the Muslims will strengthen themselves in terms of horseback riding or speed, or you know, racing on horses or camel, and being able to also throw the arrows. Now, فَلِهَذَا رَخَصَ بِهَا الشَّارِعِ. This is why there was a concession in that in particular. But the rest of the things, like monopoly and the likes, and you know, we have no business in playing with those. So let us conclude, or let's continue. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ مَاذَا يُنْفِقُونَ قُلِ الْعَفُوَ كذلك يبين الله لكم الآيات لعلكم تتفكرون في الدنيا والآخرة. تفضل يا عبد العزيز. Continue the ayah please.
Indeed.
The one that you...
In them is a great sin and some benefits for men, but the sin of them is greater than their benefit. And they ask you what they owe to men, saying that which is spare beyond your needs. Does Allah make you clear to you His laws in order that you may give those?
You may? Hey, in the life, the dunya wal akhirah, in the life and then the life to come. The Shaykh will mention this from the following ayah. Ala kulli hal. وهذا سؤال عن مقدار ما ينفقونه من أموالهم. فيسر الله لهم الأمر وأمرهم أن ينفقوا العفو. This is the question concerning how much should they spend of their wealth. And so Allah facilitated the affair for them and told them to spend whatever is readily available. وَهُوَ الْمُتَيَسِّرُ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ الَّذِي لَا تَتَعَلَّقُ بِهِ حَاجَتُهُمْ وَضَرُورَتُهُمْ. It's whatever extra money one has, which is not, which the person is not in a dire need of for his maintenance and his necessities. وَهَذَا يَرْجِعُ إِلَى كُلِّ أَحَدٍ بِحَسْبِهِ مِنْ غِنَى مِنْ غَنِيٍّ وَفَقِيرٍ وَمُتَوَسِّطٍ. This is relevant or dependent on a person, depending on his wealth, his richness, or his poverty, or whether he is in middle. Each one spends according to his ability. كل له قدرة على إنفاق ما عفا من ماله ولو شق تمرة. Each has the ability to spend whatever is extra of his money, even if it's half a date. Even if all you have extra is half a date, you give half a date to a miskin. Who will appreciate it? ولهذا أمر الله رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يأخذ العفو من أخلاق الناس وصدقاتهم. This is why Allah commanded His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم to take from the people's wealth that which is extra, right? That which is extra and their charity. ولا يكلفهم ما يشق عليهم, and does not burden them with that which they are unable to do. Don't ask them for the best of their wealth. ذلك بأن الله تعالى لم يأمرنا بما أمرنا به حاجة منه لنا أو تكليفا لنا بما يشق. This is because Allah did not command us to do what He commanded us to do due to a need which He has from us, that Allah needs our money, or to make things difficult upon us. بل أمرنا بما فيه سعادتنا. Nay, but He commanded us in that which we find our happiness in. وما يسهل علينا, and that which is easy for us to do. وما به النفع لنا ولإخواننا, and that which is beneficial for us and for our brothers. فيستحق على ذلك أتم الحمد, and Allah عز وجل deserves due to that the most ultimate praise. ولما بين تعالى هذا البيان الشافي وأطلع العباد على أسرار شرعه. Now after Allah had given this clear explanation, and He informed the servants about the wisdom behind and the secrets in His legislation, قال كذلك يبين الله لكم الآيات. Such Allah Azza wa Jal makes the signs clear for you. الدالاتي على الحق المحصلات للعلم النافع والفرقان. The signs which guide you to the truth and which bring about knowledge which is beneficial and the criterion. لعلكم تتفكرون في الدنيا والآخرة. Perhaps you will reflect in this life and in life to come. أي لكي تستعملوا أفكاركم في أسرار الشرع. So you may use your mind not to scheme and to cheat, rather to understand the wisdom and the secrets in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وتعرفوا أن أوامره فيها مصالح الدنيا والآخرة. And so you will know that in the commandments of Allah, there you will find the benefits of the life, this life and the life to come. And everything Allah commanded, there's goodness in it for us. وَأَيْضًا لِكَيْ تَتَفَكَّرُوا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَسُرْعَةِ قِضَائِهَا. Also, so you may think about the reality of this worldly life and how fast and how quickly it will perish. فَتَرْفُضُوهَا. So you will reject it. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ وَبَقَائِهَا. And you will reflect upon the life to come and its eternity. وَأَنَّهَا دَارُ الْجَزَاءِ فَتَعْمُرُوهَا. And that it is the home of recompense, so you will construct it. You will construct your residence in the life to come. Inshallah ta'ala, with this we will conclude. Ironically, next week we'll be dealing with the yatama, the orphans.
Yeah.
And so we will have some further clarity concerning this issue. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.